British and me Rambo and rough. Me wrap up in the DJ, I take away the cup. Cause me conscious, me not anxious. Decision unanimous, me fabulous, me famous, superstitious. Delicious, me no man tenuous, me generous. Ambitious, me no credulous, me no naturous. I am victorious, but a victory in a porous. Because of my chorus and it is amorous. And I am tremendous, talking for a purpose. That's why I'm not nervous. Don't show me ambidextrous, don't take it to a circus. Some say me vicious, me looking suspicious. But how can you prove it when you are not with us? I am not Lazarus, neither a rhinoceros, a Christopher Columbus, a Messiah, Marcus, a simple entertainer. In other time precious, I don't be ridiculous. I be so stupendous, cause I was mystery. Stop it! Oh gosh.
All right, people, Saggy Quesada being on the hotline here, coming live and direct from Los Angeles, I'm actually doing this on my phone. I'm having issues with my microphones the last couple of weeks. For some reason, just too much static, so I have to get I'm really looking forward to getting a home system in here with my mic and stuff like that, so I give you all the clarity that you're all looking forward to hearing. So I hope y'all doing well this hot day out there. Look, it's really hot, so I hope y'all keeping yourself moisturized, hydrated, moisturized. That's kind of odd on a hot day, right? It might help you increase the heat on your body. Make sure you're out there staying hydrated, drink plenty of fluid. I don't mean Gatorade, I don't mean soda, I don't mean orange juice, straight up water. Make sure you find it. So today I came back from Comic-Con the other day, did a day run down there with the people. Before I forget, people, what's going on? How y'all doing out there? Hope thing everything's going well. Okay, back to my list. So, and it's my goal of these comic book conventions, whether it's Long Beach, whether it's Comic-Con, whether it's Kamikaze. I'm always reminded when I see the same patterns happen in Artist Alley or just among some of the exhibitors I see when I walk on the floor. So today, I'm going to give you 5 things to avoid doing should you attend any of these shows, whether you're a beginner or a veteran. Especially you veterans out there, because you should definitely know better. This isn't everybody, because someone like Janine Woods, who does Flutter, she knows how to get down with her business. She's always welcoming, she's always friendly, she's always nice to people, what have you. But some other people, this is for you guys. Okay, you guys and ladies. All right, first, number 5. All right, act like you want to be there. Yes, act like you want to be at that convention. Have a positive energy, have a positive flow, have a positive groove. Act like you really want to be there, because too many people, when I walk around that show, they walk around sitting in their chair. They don't walk around. They're sitting in their chairs acting like they would just send us to death row. They act like it's an inconvenience to be there. They don't want to talk to nobody. They'll have their head looking down, working on some commission, which we'll talk about later on, reference to commissions at a show. They're not doing anything. They're just sitting there looking like miserable. Or they're just sitting there looking around, looking to their left, looking to their right, looking forward, and they're not engaging anybody. Well, then why are you there? Why did you spend all that money to get the table or get the exhibitor's booth? Why did you spend all that money at the hotel? Why did you spend all that money on the food? Why did you spend all that money on transportation to get there to the hotel from where you're staying? Why did you spend all that money to get there from where you live out of state? It makes no kind of sense whatsoever. Act like you want to be there. These people, you know, it's depressing. You want to walk up and say, snap out of it, snap out of it. So my thing is rule number 5. Act like you want to be there, because you know what? If you don't want to be there, don't go. You're not going at gunpoint. No one's going to make you do it. So just don't do it. It's not good. It's not a good look. All right. Number 4. All right. You ready? Number 4. Don't have your table clobbered. What's that word? Clustered up. All right. Or your exhibitor's booth. And I'll say it again. Don't have your table or your exhibitor's booth clustered, which is all your work. Posters all over your desk, posters all over behind you. Oh my God, this part's giving me a headache already. You have artwork, you have your portfolio to the left, you have pinups in the middle, then you have more portfolios to the right, then you have your comic books to the right, And then you have more pinups hanging behind you, and you're standing in the middle. It's like you're engulfed in a kaleidoscope of colors. All right, it's overwhelming. It's brain overload. You don't believe me? How many times have you seen people at a McDonald's or a fast food restaurant, right? They're standing there in line for like 20 minutes, and by the time they get to the register, it might even be you. They get to the register, the cashier asks, if you haven't used the computerized kiosk, they're asking you, okay, how may I help you? And they say, give me a second. You're like, you've been in line for 20 minutes. The menu hasn't changed. Like, how do you not know? Why? Because they say the more choices a person have, the harder it is for a person to make a decision. All right. So if a person's looking at your table, they're going to have a hard time making a decision. What you want to do is start doing a survey. What are your top selling items? Which ones really move and which ones don't move? All right. The ones you realize that don't move, leave them at home. In fact, you know what? Give those away for free. Don't give away too much in many of them, because I know you have to pay for those prints, but just give them away for free. Which ones are selling? All right. On top of that, have your desk, your table organized this way, or your exhibits. Dark colors to light colors. All right. Dark colors to light colors, or light colors to dark colors, light colors to dark colors. Have it be a flow. All right. Just a flow across your desk. Yeah, I keep saying your desk. Practically, I'm sitting in one. Across your table or on your exhibitor's booth. And have, like, you know, some light. You're right. I know there's an overhead light, but sometimes you can't rely on the overhead light. So if you have a way to get like a little portable light in there, get that on there. But on top of that, declutter your table, declutter your booth. It is annoying when you look at a table and you're like, you know, I just don't know. This is too much. All right. And then the guy walks over and says, oh, the lady walks over, can I help you? You're like, you know, I don't know. Then they have to try to force to sell you, but you're like, you don't know if you want to buy anything because you can't tell what's on the table because it's so clustered. Oh, my God. Okay. Anyways, next. Number three. If you're not going to be at your table or exhibit for longer than 7 minutes, all right, make sure your assistant or whoever is manning or woman, you know, I think it's a word, but manning your table, your space, or, you know, make sure they know about the product, the prices, if there's any deals you're offering, if there's any limited editions you're selling, or what have you. If you're longer than 5 minutes, unless you speak on the panel, I can understand, but make sure if you are speaking on the panel, you leave up a sign. I'm speaking at a panel. Make sure your assistant knows what's going on. Otherwise, you will lose a sale. Don't always assume people will come back. I have seen prominent artists sitting at their tables and there's no one there. And I'm talking about these are big artists from the 90s and even recently. All right. I don't know who's top now. We don't really read comic books that much as it is these days because I'm just, that's for another show. So anyways, if you're going to be gone that long, this is what you do. You come back, you see people waiting. Hey, thanks for waiting. Here's a free pinup. Just one, not a whole lot, just a free pinup. In fact, what I would do is I'd make some pinups that you don't, you know, black and white ones, cost you maybe like a nickel each, whatever. Just give those away. Hey, thanks for your patience. Sign, whoever you are, give it to them. Okay, what are you looking at? Which cheese here interests you, all right? And make sure you publicly thank the person who was manning your table. Hey, thank you for watching the table. I really appreciate it. Thank you kindly. It means a lot. You know, again, make sure that you publicly say that because they'll appreciate that. Sometimes you walk around, you see people there manning the tables and the artist who's supposed to be there just isn't there. And the person that is there is looking kind of like, okay, what do I say if someone walks up? They're doing the best they can. So make sure bring them a juice, bring them a soda, something like that. Bring them something to eat. Just surprise them. All right. And then again, if there's people there, try not to be gone long enough. You have to go to the restroom, I understand, but try not to be gone longer than 5-7 minutes. It's just not a good look if you're gone for like 30 minutes, an hour. If that's the case, leave a sign that says, I'm speaking on a panel. I'll return at this time. All right. I know you don't want people stealing your stuff. So if there's a way you can have someone watch your stuff, that's fine. Pack up your stuff if you have to. But then again, I know you're concerned. But please, if you leave your exhibit area, please make sure there's someone that can sell on your behalf. All right. That's all we're asking. We're not asking much. All right. Okay. Are you with me now? Okay. What number was that? Let me get my little list here because it's actually kind of long. That was number three. Okay, number two. If you have a crowd of people around your table, make sure you find out the ones who are ready to buy and find out the ones who are ready to just look. And you can tell if they're ready to buy. All right. They're kind of like the ones that aren't ready, who are just looking. They're kind of nonchalantly going through your portfolio, nonchalantly looking at the work, nonchalantly looking at the work behind you. They're not really in a groove where they're like, hey, I want this piece. I want this piece. I want this piece. All right. Now, give them the attention they deserve, but don't waste so much time with a person that's not ready to buy. If the person that's standing to your left or right is ready to buy a couple of your prints, I have seen this happen. If you can get someone to help man that booth, it will definitely make your job a lot easier because you can start working the crowd. hey, you know, okay, who's looking to put up a piece? I saw one exhibitor yesterday who said, okay, if you're here for the free giveaway, please step back for a moment. I have some people that are not here for the free giveaway. They want to buy some product. So just step back for a moment, let them come up. That was cool. I'm also going to talk about that exhibitor because they did something that's in rule number one. So again, if you have people that's packing your booth, which is good. I understand. It's a good look. And sometimes people like to have those people be there for a while because people, they're thinking to themselves, yeah, if I have people around my booth, hey, you know, it's making my day. You know, people see that and they'll come to my booth. Now I have a big crowd. They want to know, my God, who's this person? Who's this person? You know, I understand what you're talking about. I understand why people, the mentality. At the same time, you know, I walked up to the booth. There's so many people there. I can only wait so long. I'm like, okay, you know, no one's talking to me. I'm just out of here, what have you. And on top of that, if you're gonna engage someone that wants to buy your product, be happy. They're spending money on your product. You know, don't harass them like, you know, they're doing, like, you know, like they have to buy your product. They're there to buy your product. So engage them. Have a mailing list where they can put your name, you know, where you can put their name down. And you can say, hey, look, thank you again for buying this product. I appreciate that. Most artists don't do that. They make a sale right there. They swipe the card or take the cash and then say, hey, thank you for coming. And that's about it. Nah, get a mailing list from all the people that buy your product. And again, express, hey, thank you. Thank you so much for taking an interest in my piece. If there's anything else you're interested in, let me know, what have you. Okay? So that's what I would definitely advise you to do. All right, people, we are here with number one, okay? I'm going to try to extend this into two different pieces, but we're going to get into number one here, all right? You ready? Do not tell somebody, let me put it like this. If a person approaches you at your exhibit, your table or your exhibit booth, whatever, and they ask you about listen, I'd like to hire you to do a poster for a project. A legitimate, like, especially if it's a film, do not stand there and say you're already booked. Because the first thing I'm going to think is, well, if you're that booked, why are you here selling prints? You should be at your studio, you know, working on the product that you're booked on. Because if I'm paying you, you know, that I don't want you at a convention. In fact, if I hired you, I don't want you at a convention. When I'm walking around, I see you there and my stuff isn't done yet. No. All right. This happened the other day at the convention. And this seems to happen a lot with manga artists. I don't know about anybody else, but I see this happen a lot with manga artists when we approach them, all right? There was this booth yesterday. I can't remember the name. The booth escapes me offhand. But if they're listening, they know it's them. I walked up, waited a while. Guy walked up. And I was already looking at some of the pieces that I liked. And I have those two pieces there that I want to get a style of. Guy walked up. Can I help you? I said, yes. How much would it cost to get a piece like this one and that one as a poster for a movie? The guy said, well, this is the person you have to talk to. So he pointed, the guy that walked over, he was the artist. All right. Hey, nice to meet you. We shook hands, what have you. I said, I'd like to know how much would it cost to get this piece and that piece in that style made as a film, a poster for a movie. He goes, he puts his hand up. Oh, I'm booked. Why the hell are you there then in the first place if you're so booked? You should be back in your studio. You're standing there, you're not making all these kind of... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Don't get me started. Oh, it's too late. This seems to happen all the time with manga artists. I'm telling you straight up. I see this happen all the time with manga artists. I haven't talked to some... Actually, no. Let me take it back. I've seen this with some other people, you know, other style of artists as well. But manga artists, when I talk to them, is usually I'm booked. Okay. I'm not asking for a commission. We're looking to hire you to do a project where we're paying you, right? So maybe the thing we're asking for a commission, but we're not. And we say it clearly. We're looking to get that for a film. Because in fact, he even said, wait, excuse me? Yeah, we want to get a piece like that and a piece like that for a movie. Money on the table. Nah, doesn't do it. I'm booked. And it seems like, to me, a lot of these artists like to go to this, you know, a lot of my fellow artists, I don't want to say these artists, a lot of my fellow artists go to these shows and they relish when they can say, oh, I'm already booked up with commissions. Oh, I'm already busy with all these other orders right now. Oh, I'm already booked. I think they live for that so they can be high on the hog, be high and mighty and say, yeah, I'm all that because I am booked. And they wait for that opportunity so they can say it in front of other people. So I said, okay, no problem. I walked away. There's two youngsters behind me looking at me that look like, you know, like, how's this guy going to say he's booked? He's here. So I walked away, but I made sure to get a picture of them before I left. So please, please, please. All right. And this includes commissions. If you're going to be taking commissions, you better have someone selling on your behalf or if you're doing a commission, you have to decide how you're going to do this. Is it going to be a limited amount of commissions you're going to do for the day? Is it going to be a certain amount of commissions you're going to do per hour? Or are you going to have, is it possible while you're doing the commission, you can have someone working the table and then someone walks up, stop the commission, work up, or be honest with the customers who come to your table during the day. Look, I'll do your commission, but I'm going to let you know right now, if someone walks into my desk, I have to make sure I take care of them as well. So be patient. All right. I'll definitely have for you done today. Don't set unrealistic times that you know you won't be able to do. It's not going to happen. So people, those are my top five rules. For all you artists out there who's going to be doing this convention since convention season technically has kicked off. All right. So we'll definitely cover some other stuff. The next one is probably going to have to do with five things that actors should not do at an audition. And for all you actors out there, I think you're going to dig it. Saga Casey Dabinga, live and direct, I am gone.